Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And I have been so looking forward to sharing this time with you. And before we begin, I'd like to have a word to share with you. Let's just join our hearts in prayer, asking God to minister to your needs as we begin to focus on Him and on His Word. He loves you, beloved, so very much. And Father, our prayer is that you know how much we love you. We're so grateful for all the benefits that you have ministered and bestowed upon us. Father, we thank you for answered prayer. Lord, I just praise you for the answers that are coming in, the testimonies. As I've been agreeing in prayer with the UCM partners, Father, there's some wonderful breakthroughs and answers to prayer. And personally, Lord, for the ministry. And so I just honor you. I just thank you. And Lord, I praise you that you are no respecter of persons. And so every single listener out there, everyone who is tuned into this broadcast deliberately, on purpose, or perhaps just accidentally, Lord, that your blessing, your favor, your intervention, your provision shall be realized in their life. I pray for the anointing of God to destroy every single yoke. Lord, you see where they are struggling, perhaps even at this moment in time. Lord, you know the challenges that they face. You know the difficulties that have surrounded them. You know the lies and strategies of the enemy against them. And Father, I proclaim the truth of the Word of God, the reality of the Spirit of God to be manifest in their lives. And Father, we will shake off the oppression of the enemy. We will, as you said in Isaiah, loose the bands of our neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Father, we will arise in the strength of the Lord. We will sit down, indicating a rest in you. We enter in by faith to that Sabbath rest. Jesus has accomplished everything that needed to be done. The atonement was complete. And Father, we honor that tremendous sacrifice that Jesus made and the sacrifice that you allowed him as you brought him into this world, and the grief that you saw when he became a curse, when he became our substitute. Father, we are so grateful for your heart of love, that you loved us so much. You loved us first. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And so, Father, thank you for your anointing as we share this time together, as we spend these next several days together in this weekly broadcast. God, that you will minister, encourage our hearts. Let us be strong in the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you honor and praise for it. Hallelujah. Well, I was thinking just before coming on of that old song we used to sing, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. One sweet day, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Well, beloved, that is certainly true. Whether our spirit flies away to meet the Lord at death, or whether we are raptured to be with the Lord and together with our loved ones for all eternity, we will fly away. However, at this point in time, with our physical limitations and this present earthly realm in which we're living, we don't have the experience of flying. However, the Lord has given us precious examples in the Word of God that while our body may be earthbound, our spirit is not. And let me share, which I trust is a very familiar passage of Scripture, which illustrates this very principle. Isaiah the 40th chapter, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Beloved, as we wait upon the Lord, and we're going to be looking at what that Hebrew word means, we will renew our strength, and spiritually we shall mount up as the eagle. The eagle is a bird, a majestic, magnificent bird that God has created, unique in its species, and they have particular characteristics, and God is drawing an illustration. He loves to do that. He's called a sheep, and sheep, let's say, they're not the very brightest of animals. They really need a shepherd, and he is, of course, our wonderful good shepherd. However, this is a passage of Scripture, a promise that if we will wait upon God, we are going to mount up with wings of eagles, that we would be able to soar above the problems, above the circumstances. And even though the battle could be raging all around us, we're not going to be cast down. We're not going to be destroyed. We're not going to fall upon the rocks and be killed, but that underneath are the everlasting arms. He will support us. He will maintain us. And beloved, if you're running, He will allow you to not grow weary. And if we're walking, we won't faint. Even the young men, it says in verse 29, let me read 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, no strength, he increases strength. Even the young, even the youths, now we expect them to have a lot of strength and energy and resilience, but they shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. That's the contrast he's showing. But in verse 31, if you will wait upon the Lord, your strength shall be renewed, and you shall be able to mount up with wings as eagles. And beloved, it doesn't matter how old you are. He is not putting any kind of age limitations on this. I believe, as I've said many times before, one of the greatest signs and wonders in this day in which we're living are the elderly saints that aren't, you know, they're not folding their hands and sitting in a rocking chair, but they are strong in the Lord. The wisdom that God has granted to them over decades, they're able to share with others, and they are, as God calls us each and individually in our destinies, they can carry on into their 90s, even into as 100 years old, proclaiming the goodness of our God. They that be planted in the house of the Lord, the word says in old age, they will still bring forth fruit. So some of you up in years listening to me, don't you be discouraged, because your best time is yet ahead. Amen and amen. Well, is that not a passage of that we can rest upon? But let's look at it now a little more closely. That word translated wait, they that wait upon the Lord, is the word kavah, and it means to bind together, to expect, to look patiently, to tarry, or to wait. To wait for, to wait on, to wait upon. And God uses the description of an eagle to show us how we can rise above our battles and achieve victory in Christ. Now, in the natural, I don't know a great deal about eagles, but I know they're quite extraordinary. They have powerful wings, which are capable of carrying loads almost equal to their own body weight. The eagle can soar to a height of as much as a half a mile, and its eyesight is exceptionally sharp. They can see a rabbit a mile away, practically. And beloved, that's what we need to be like, an eagle Christian. Beloved, you could be going through some real problems right now, at this time in your life. But if so, the Lord wants you to know He is comparing you to an eagle if you will wait upon Him, and you can begin to claim your new strength now. Beloved, in the day in which we're living as Christians, we have so many enemies. We're confronted with the oppression, the strategies of the devil. We're confronted with doubt and frustration, our feelings of inadequacy, fear of failure. They can go on and on and on. But beloved, we have to move to higher ground in the things of God. There needs to be an effort on the part of every single believer to study God's word. I might sound like a broken record, but beloved, that is what we must hang on. Not a denomination, not a preacher, not a personality, not any broadcast, this broadcast, or any television broadcast. Beloved, we need our strength to be found in our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to understand and study God's word, not so we can just quote a few verses of scripture from memory, but rather so we will truly know and understand who we are in Christ Jesus. We need to know what God's word says about us, about our lives, about our problems. And then not just hear it, we need to begin to agree with what God's word says, not with what the theologian says, or if it contradicts God's word, or what the preacher says or teacher, if it contradicts God's word, but what God says. Amos says in chapter 3, verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, we have certainly understand that in terms of human terms. If you're always on opposing sides, it's really hard to walk together because you're not in agreement. And there's always a source of strife or problems. And so, beloved, we have to begin to agree with God as to what He says we can have, what we can be, not what the circumstances seem to dictate. Beloved, is there anything too hard for the Lord? God is the master of every situation. And we have to see that Jesus Christ conquered Satan at Calvary. We have to see this for ourselves. That's why some people get encouraged and they get uplifted in a service where God is moving, they're touched by His power, but later they can't seem to hold on to that victory. And what we need is to be able to so get God's word inside of us with such clarity, with such strength continuously until we can see and appropriate a clear biblical fact that Satan was defeated at Calvary. Beloved, it's one thing to know that. It's one thing to intellectually affirm that, but it's a whole other thing to get it down into your heart, to get it into your soul, to know that you know that you know. And as long as I've served the Lord, I can tell you, beloved, it's an ongoing process. We can say it, but beloved, besides just theological affirmation and agreement, there's something that happens when we meditate on the Word of God, when we continually focus our thoughts on the Lord. His Word becomes real and alive. That's my prayer for you. And beloved, my radio family, I pray for you every day. You see, in partners, I do the same. And it's a joy to be able to answer letters that come in and to pray for needs. It doesn't even matter if there's no needs. I'm still praying in the Spirit for folks. So anyway, my broadcast this time has come to an end, and I must bring it to a conclusion. So beloved, I do that with the invitation. You'll tune in tomorrow at the same time. But till then, know that I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.